The deadline for Hawaii to distribute more than $1 billion worth of federal coronavirus relief funds is approaching, but most of that money remains unspent. When Congress rushed to pass $2 trillion in emergency assistance in March, the goal was to get money to individuals and businesses quickly. While there were some initial delays, much of the funds were dispersed within a few weeks in the form of stimulus checks and emergency loans to small businesses. States and large cities also received billions of dollars to offset pandemic-related expenses, but they have been much slower to spend those funds.
If we don't spend any portion by the end of the year, it goes back to the federal government.
Jill Takuda is with the Hawaii Data Collaborative, which has been tracking how CARES Act funds are spent locally. Congress provided $1.2 billion for Hawaii's state and county governments to spend as they saw fit, but that money has to be spent by December 31st. So far, just over 11% has actually been distributed. Takuda, who previously served as a state senator, says much of the money will go to nonprofit social service providers rather than being spent by the government itself. And those contracts normally take much longer to set up.
This is definitely not business as usual for anyone to have to be able to disperse and expend this large amount of money in such a short time period is going to be difficult. But the reality is we've just got to do it.
Government contracts often reimburse nonprofits for their services rather than providing the money up front. Michelle Kauhane is with the Hawaii Community Foundation.
In a COVID environment, it's very difficult for nonprofits who may have lost revenue streams to actually spend the money to get reimbursed through CARES Act. And I think that's the largest barrier.
There are also concerns about being audited by the federal government and having to pay some money back. For many small nonprofits, the amount of money coming from the CARES Act is much larger than what they normally process. Spending it before January could require hiring and training more staff. Maude Cumming is with Family Life Center, a homeless services provider on Maui.
Just administratively, you have to spend a lot of time trying to get people on board that will be able to handle the kind of work that you're asking them to do. There is a ramp-up time.
That might not normally be a problem, but this money has to be expended in the next 3 months. There's another reason for the sluggish pace of spending: the possibility of more federal assistance for states and cities. Governor David Ige cited that prospect in July when he vetoed several assistance programs approved by the state legislature. But U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono says that is the wrong approach.
At this point, I don't know that the Senate Republicans are going to be prioritizing that kind of funding to the state and counties. And therefore, I do have a concern about the need to get this money out the door to help the people who need the help.
The Democratic-controlled House passed a bill in May that would have provided additional resources for state and local governments, but the Republican-led Senate has thus far been unable to reach a consensus. Governor Ige has said that any funds left unspent by January will be assigned to bolster the state's unemployment insurance fund, so it's unlikely Hawaii will lose the money outright. But advocates say that may not be the best use of those funds. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.